In the past year, student activists have been hard at work to make change in their communities. VPR Zena Van Dyne introduces us to one of them.
And thank you all.
Mm-hmm. You are welcome. So now we move on to item six.
This is a recent South Burlington City Council meeting. Item six on the agenda is a presentation from 16-year-old Manel Sarfoa-Adu.
Manel needs to be the, presenter.
It's a presentation about racial discrimination in housing. She's given it before to real estate investors and to other groups of adults through the Champlain Valley Office of Economic Opportunity because she wants more Vermonters to know about it. The next day, Manel and I meet in South Burlington and sit at a picnic table by the condo she lives in with her mom. When she was in eighth grade, she moved here from neighboring Burlington. She helped her parents, who are both immigrants from Ghana, navigate the home buying process.
My parents would rely on me to please speak with the real estate agent to make sure that we're not getting scammed or something, because I would be the best English speaker in the house.
While her parents were touring a property, Manel would fill out applications. If her parents were filling out applications, she would be inspecting every inch of the house. That's when she started to learn about real estate.
I learned about house hacking, or I learned about house flipping, or I learned about mortgage or down payments, property tax, all these different types of stuff. I ended up learning about it, and I'd be like, oh, you're putting down a 10% down or 20% down, I'd be like, okay, mom, I'm going to total that up for you. And you just look at the house. I have the information. I have the data for you.
She's been interested in real estate ever since. This past year, she interned at a real estate investment firm. And one day, while she was looking at housing data for Chittenden County, she noticed that almost all homeowners are white.
So I already knew that not a lot of African Americans owned homes or just lived here in general because it is Vermont and we see this. But I never actually saw the actual data and facts that actually proved that we actually have an issue.
According to housing data for Chittenden County, just under 17% of Black and African American households own their homes, compared to about 64% of white households. And Manel has seen the housing gap.
I think I only have two African American friends in the whole, in all of Vermont that actually own homes. Other than that, every other one of my friends actually rents, unless they're white. I mean, all my white friends actually own their homes.
There's also a wealth gap, with white households earning significantly more than BIPOC households. Manel realized that this wealth gap and the housing gap go hand in hand, and she wanted to do something about all this. So she turned it into a project for school. She goes to Big Picture South Burlington, an independent learning program that's part of the high school there. She wrote a 10-page research paper, then designed that presentation she gave to the city council. Christine Lundy is the career development coordinator at South Burlington High School and has been Manel's advisor for the project.
As adults, we always try to lead by example, but I think the kids are leading by example in these really tough conversations, whether it be about the issues facing BIPOC folks in our country, or whether it be around sexual identity, or whether it be around erasing the stigma of mental health. The kids take the lead. When we are the most uncomfortable, they'll just step forward. And Manel's a great example of that.
She describes Manel as an academic and a gifted athlete who's passionate and bubbly. That's on display as Manel and I talk at the picnic table by her house. She manages to giggle and deliver a complex thought in the same breath. At one point, she pauses mid-sentence when a neighbor walks by with a dog.
People have really big dogs here. I probably should have warned you. I don't know why everybody has a really big dog.
Manel is a cat person.
See, this is the reason why people think I'm very young, because I get off topic so fast.
But even though Manel is 16, she doesn't want people to focus on her age.
Yeah, I am 16. I am pretty young. But, I mean, students should be allowed to speak up for these things anyways. So maybe I'm not young. Maybe I'm the perfect age to be speaking.
She says that even though she doesn't have to worry about racism in the housing market right now, adults haven't done enough to stop it from becoming something she will have to deal with.
I will be wanting to buy a house when I'm older, and I will want to have, I want to have a family, and I want to be able to live without racism and all these different types of stuff. And that does sound unrealistic, but anything is possible.
And Manel, for her part, isn't done. She's working with the Vermont Student Anti-Racism Network to bring a lesson plan to high schools so more people her age can learn about racial discrimination in housing. She is going to early college next year at CCV and hopes other young people will carry on what she's started. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.